This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And hello, I'm Neil.
这是什么声音啊？太难听了吧。
Aha, are you referring to my violin playing? This is my new hobby.Learning to play a new instrument.
But it sounds like you're murdering a cat. Is there a cat in the studio?
I get the message, Jiaying. I'm just trying to learn another skill in case I lose my current job. I could make some money as a musician.
So you're adding another string to your bow?
Am I? Is that what I need to improve my violin playing?
不是的 ,Neil, 虽然表达 another string to your bow 的字面意思是还有一根备用的弓弦，但实际上它用 string, 弦来比喻一个人的技能，意思是如果第一个技能不管用，还备有另一个技能可以使用，有两手准备。So, think of another string as another skill. So how many strings do you have, Neil?
Let me count while we hear some other examples of the phrase another string to your bow.
Bookkeeping is another string to my bow. I've learnt it in case I lose my job at the bank. It looks like I'll never be a singer, but luckily I have another string to my bow. Dancing! Gemma is so talented. She has so many strings to her bow.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。刚刚我们介绍了表达 another string to your bow， 它用来描述某人还留了一手技能，以防万一，有两手准备。比如 Neil 的另一个技能就是拉小提琴。不过不好意思 ，Neil， 你还需要多多练习呀。
Maybe I do, Jiaying. I think I might try a different skill, one that still needs a bow.
Neil, 不需要有真正的弓才能使用这个表达，这只是打个比方而已。
I know, but if I learn this new skill, I could be like Robin Hood. It's archery.
Bows and arrows?
Mind your head.
Watch out! That just missed me. I think you need one fewer string to your bow now. It's too dangerous.
No, this is great. Let's have another go.
I'm off. Bye!
Bye!
Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English.